One of the important lessons we could learn from Parashas Nosoi is the concept of Shalom, the importance of peace, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu values and wants that there should be Shalom in Klal Yisrael, Shalom between individuals, and Shalom as a community. As the Chazal teach us, we learn in our parasha this week that if a husband accuses his wife of acting immorally, there's an entire procedure that is discussed of taking a piece of paper, a cloth, a parchment, and writing on it the parasha that's taught in this week's parasha, and then erasing it and having in a cup of water, which the woman ultimately drinks, and that will determine her situation. And say, teaches Chazal in the Medrash, Gola Shalom, Sheshem Shenichta B'Kedusha, the name that we always know how, with such great respect, we have to treat the Shem Hashem. Amak Hamokam HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yemoch HaLamayim should be erased, B'Shvil Shalom, L'Hatol Shalom Be'enish L'Ishtai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so anxious to see peace between a husband and a wife that is prepared that his name, which is so holy and may never be erased, should be erased to create Shalom. And as I saw the Sefer Tiferes Shimshon explains, he says that normally when two people are having a disagreement, what we ask of the two people to do is to be mevater, that they should give in, compromise, make it work. And Tiferes Shimshon says that people may have the attitude that, why should I give in? I'm right. I didn't do anything wrong. Why should I give in? Let the other person realize that I am right and not expect that I should give in. Says the Tiferes Shimshon, our pasuk, this parsha of Saita, says that isn't the proper approach. Because when we think about it, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu certainly knows who's innocent and who's guilty but with this husband and wife. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm willing to give my part, go above what I normally demand, that of course my name should be treated with great respect, just to create an environment of peace. You should be no different. Then, of course, we have in this week's parasha, the parasha of Birkus Kahanim. And the parasha begins, Yidab Hashem El Moshe Lemer, Dabal Aaron V'Abom of Lemer, Kos Varchus B'nei Yisrael Emolahem. And Rashi says, Emor K'may Zohar V'Shomer. Zohar V'Shomer are words that we know are connected to Shabbos. Zohar Shem Shabbos L'Katshay Shomer Shem. What does that have to do with Birkus Kahanim? The Medrash says, Ramani Deshav, Rishu the second B'Shem Rav Levi, Gol HaShalom, Shalom is so great, Shekol HaBrochus V'Tovus N'Chomis, Shekodesh Baruch Hu Mevin Al Yisrael, all the brochus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows on Klal Yisrael, Chosvim B'Shalom. B'Krishma, when we say Birkus Krishma, we say HaPayrus Sikos Shalom. B'Tfila, we end the Shemana Esrei, we're Oysa Shalom B'Mraimav. And B'Birkus Kahanim, we say V'Yosem L'Chos Shalom. And as we see in Parashas B'Chukosai, the Torah says all of the blessings that we will merit if we do what we're supposed to do in B'Chukosai Talechu. And the ultimate of all of those brachas is V'Nosati Shalom Baretz, that there will be peace. And the last Mishnah, Masechet Oksan, the Mishnah that concludes Shas, says, Amar Rav Shimon ben Chalafta, Leimotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kli Machzik Bracha L'Yisrael, there's no greater bracha, Ela Shalom. Shenemar, Hashem Oiz L'Amo Yitain, Hashem Yivarech, Es Amo V'Shalom. And the Medrash says, Rebbe Omer, God HaShalom, Shafil Yisrael Oibna V'Adis Kachavim, even if Chas V'Shalom, Klal Yisrael is worshipping Avodah Zarah, V'Shalom Beinayim, but they are living in harmony, I still could remain over Klal Yisrael. Kivan Shishon Benaim, as long as there's peace among them. Shnamar, Chabaf, Tzrayim, Hanachloi. Even if Ephraim is worshipping Avodah Zarah, but if there's Chibur, if they're connected, I let them go. Aval Mishenechaku, if they're not able to get together. Mao Oim Chilak Libam, if they're separated after Yishamu. So Aval Ephraim says, why is Shalom a good reason that if they're doing this most serious Avera of Avodah Zarah, Shalom is going to take care of them? Says Dailus Ephraim. He says, if Klal Yisrael is B'Shalom, what happens when people are B'Shalom? They talk to each other. They consult with each other. So even if they're unfortunately making a terrible mistake in worshipping Avodah Zarah, ultimately, because they are so connected to each other, one will teach the other and one will guide the other to ultimately do what's right. But if they're not B'Shalom, they're not talking to each other, they're not listening to each other, and when they're in such a situation, then there's nobody that they're going to be able to take any guidance from, because I don't listen to that person, I'm not connected to that person, and then unfortunately they will never do tshuva, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says I have no hope for them. And that's why he says the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph teaches us that if you have two rabbonim who are members of the same bezdin and are sitting on a dentira, sitting on a case, if they don't get along, they can't be together on a bezdin. Why? He says, because what's the purpose of having multiple dayanim, multiple judges on a din Torah? Because they talk to each other, they consult with each other, they hear each other's opinion. But if people can't live together, if they can't hear each other's opinion, then they're not going to listen to each other. And the truth can only come out when you have people who are able to hear and listen to each other. And that, he says, is pshat when Rabbi Kiva says, the Pasuk says, V'haftal reach k'maycha, the Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. And Rabbi Kiva says, Om Rabbi Kiva, zeh klal gadol b'toira. What does Rabbi Kiva mean to say? He says, zeh klal gadol b'toira is when people are able to, V'haftal reach k'maycha, when they're able to learn to get along with each other. So they're learning. The learning of Torah is a very different type of learning. They're learning Torah and they're learning from each other and they're listening to each other. And therefore their Torah is a whole different type of Torah. And that's pshat in our Pasuk also. The Pasuk teaches us that for order for Klal Yisrael to have the Birkas Kahanim, the greatest bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could bring Klal Yisrael, the first thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us is you have to be ba'achdus, you have to be unified. As we know, before Kabbal Satayra, the Pasuk says, V'yichen Shem Yisrael neged ahar, ki'ish echad, gevev echad. And that's why it's very interesting. Before the Kahanim say the Birkas Kahanim, they say a bracha. And the bracha is Shekedishanu b'kedushasu shal aharon, v'tzivanu l'varech es ama Yisrael b'ahava. And where do we find, asked the Magen Avraham, that a bracha says that we should do it b'ahava? The answer, explains the Magen Avraham, if we want the bracha of Shalom, we want the bracha's kahanim, which culminates with the bracha of Shalom, to be effective, it only can be effective if there's authentic love amongst all of Klal Yisrael. And that's why it's interesting that Shabbos is called Shalom. Shabbos Shalom. Shabbos Shalom and Mavairach. And the Sefer Devir HaMutzna explains that Shabbos, a person is on a different madrega than during the week. As the Baal Tanya says, all of the neshamas of Klal Yisrael come from Tachas Kisei HaKavod. The neshamas of all of the neshamas of Klal Yisrael are really connected. What separates us is the physical. The Shesh Shemei Masa, the weekdays, are what represent the physical, where everybody is busy with their needs. Shabbos, the day of Ruchnius, Shabbos is the day of Ruchnius, where these physical boundaries disappear. And that's why Shabbos is the day where there's greater achdus amongst Klal Yisrael, and that's why Shabbos is called Shabbos Shalom. Says Rashi, Emolahem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Kahanim to bless Klal Yisrael. And it says Rashi, K'may Zocher Shomer. And as we said, Zocher and Shomer are the words that represent Shabbos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rashi is telling us, tells Klal Yisrael, tell the Kahanim, if you want that there should be the bracha of the Kahanim, which is directly coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be able to be bestowed on Klal Yisrael, take the lesson of Zachar V'Shomer, take the lesson of Shabbos, which Shabbos represents Shalom, when the Shalom, and when the Kahanim are able to express their bracha, Bahava, and then there's the Hava amongst Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's the exact environment and atmosphere that I want to see. And that's the type of situation, time and place that my bracha that I give to Klal Yisrael could really be effective, ultimately with V'yosem Lecha Shalom.